Need 8, The Loser Story, written by Tiger Mama, read by Kate. Summary. Cougar is always calm, cool, collected, and in control. Carlos sometimes needs someone else in control. Cougar tensed slightly when he heard the motel room door shut behind him. Another town, another motel, another lead that got them closer to Max. Another fight that ended up with them no closer to their goal. Cougar was starting to feel like this would never end. An eternal game of cat and mouse. Cougar felt a tension in his muscles, a burning itch in his bones. Some days, it was just so bad. He felt like there was something under his skin, trying to claw its way out of his flesh. He was tired, strung out, and he needed... Cougar felt the words well up inside him. He just couldn't get them out. Once again, they were trapped in his throat. I need... Cougar turned and looked at Jensen, knowing none of the others would recognize the look on his face. Assessing, worried, and determined. Jensen knew exactly what was going on in Cougar's head, and he wasn't going to let the situation continue any longer. Jensen reached over, pulled off Cougar's hat, and put it on his own head. Cougar felt a shiver run all over him, and the tension that had been twisting him up eased just a little. He sighed and closed his eyes. Good. I'm glad you're not going to get all stupid and stubborn with me over this, Jensen said. His voice was crisp and commanding. He stepped into Cougar's space and cupped his cheek. Now, strip, Carlos. I want to see you. Cougar took off his clothes and let them fall to the floor, his eyes still closed. He felt another shiver, his muscles relaxing another fraction. God, you are the most beautiful thing I have ever seen, Jensen said. Cougar could feel him coming closer, running his hands gently over Cougar's face and hair, his arms, back, chest. Light touches, more to reassure than to arouse. You're still here. We're still in one piece. I'm here with you. Cougar could feel the heat coming off Jensen's body as he finally pulled Cougar into an embrace. Cougar wrapped his arms around Jensen's waist and hid his face in the crook of Jensen's neck, breathing deeply. Jensen smelled like gunpowder and solder and the fried chicken they had for dinner, and just safe and home. Cougar shivered again and leaned into Jensen more, letting Jensen support some of his weight. Again, he felt the weight of the words in his throat. I need... Christ, it scares me when you get this bad, you fucker, Jensen whispered into Cougar's hair. One of his hands idly massaged Cougar's scalp, the other slowly stroking up and down his back. Technically, what I'm about to do should be a reward for good behavior, not for being suburbal jackass. You're lucky. I'm so generous, Carlos. But you know how lucky you are, don't you? Yeah, I thought so. Jensen turned Cougar and nudged him into the bathroom. I think we'll start with a shower tonight. I do love the way you look soaking wet. Get in and turn the water on. I'll be a minute. Cougar got into the tub and turned on the shower, gasping when the cold water hit his skin, and sighing as the water warmed up. He heard Jensen come in and shut the door behind him. He was naked, the hat left in the next room. From the way Jensen didn't hesitate in his movements, Cougar figured Jensen had put his contacts on. Ah, I love the goosebumps. They're so cute. Now, Carlos, let's just see how knotted up you are tonight. Jensen got in the shower behind Cougar and lifted Cougar's arms, placing his hands on the wall under the shower head. Jensen began massaging Cougar's neck and shoulders, pressing the tense muscles and tendons firmly, the sharp ache making Cougar hiss. Well, what do you expect? You've got to learn to tell me what you need, Carlos, even if all that is a shoulder rub at the end of the day, Jensen said, not letting up the pressure at all. After a few minutes, the heat of the water and the pressure of Jensen's hand made the muscles start to relax. A wave of pleasure washed over Cougar, and he sighed again, pressing into Jensen's hand as he worked his way down Cougar's back. Fuck, It's like rubbing a bag of rocks. I'm surprised you can walk, you're so damn stiff. Jensen muttered as he finished Cougar's back and knelt to massage his legs. Cougar opened his eyes to watch. Jensen was completely focused on his task, his expression exasperated. Cougar tried to speak. I need this. Thank you. But still, he couldn't say anything. Cougar looked down, unsurprised to find himself hard. The sensation of his whole body singing in relief from the tension he'd been under, and Jensen's hand on his body were more than enough to get him hard and dripping. He pulled one hand away from the wall. Don't you even think about it. I didn't say you could come, Jensen said, the command back in his voice. He grabbed a bottle from the edge of the tub and stood. Time to wash your hair. Close your eyes and turn around, Carlos. Cougar did what he was told, gasping when he felt Jensen's erection rub up against him. As Jensen stepped closer, Jensen moaned. Cougar reached out and put his hands on Jensen's rib to steady himself as Jensen began rubbing the shampoo into his hair. Fuck, I was gonna take my time tonight, Carlos. But no, you just have to be irresistibly sexy. Tease, Jensen whispered, barely audible over the sound of the water. One of these days, we're just gonna take off, just the two of us. Find a real nice hotel with a real nice bed. And then I'll tie you to it and keep you hard all day. Then we can switch. What'd you think? Right. Still not talking. Cougar opened his eyes and opened his mouth, trying to speak. I need this. I need you. But everything was still too twisted up for the words to come out. Jensen saw Cougar's expression and frowned. Tilt your head back. It's time to rinse. Cougar closed his eyes and leaned back, his hand still on Jensen. He sighed when Jensen stepped closer, their bodies rubbing together and Jensen massaging his scalp. Jensen's hands were already buried in Cougar's hair as Jensen pulled Cougar in for a kiss. Cougar hadn't realized how desperate he was until Jensen kissed him. He whimpered as he felt Jensen's tongue on his lips. He opened his mouth and tried to devour Jensen whole. Cougar felt like he wanted to crawl inside Jensen's skin where it was dark and warm. He moaned as Jensen slowly dragged his hands down Cougar's back, fingernails scratching. Jensen stopped when his hands were on Cougar's ass, squeezing and pulling Cougar closer, grinding their cocks together. Cougar felt Jensen start to push him away, and he whimpered in protest, pushing himself even closer. No, I want this. I need this. Jensen pulled on Cougar's hair, just the right side of painful, and tilted Cougar's head back, nipping along his jaw. We're getting out of the shower now, Carlos. Turn off the water, Jensen said. His voice was hoarse. Do you have any idea how hard it is not to just slam you into the wall and rub myself off on you? But that's not what we're going to do tonight. I have plans, Carlos, and I'm not going to deviate from them any more than I already have. So you behave, or we can stop right now. Your choice. Cougar almost sobbed, but he pulled away from Jensen and bent over to turn the water off. Jensen ran his hand down Cougar's back, over each bump in his spine, down between his ass cheeks and over his hole, making Cougar shake with desire. Cougar moaned in disappointment when Jensen's finger made its way back up again. Jensen pulled back the shower curtain and Cougar got out first, standing on the bath mat, his arms loose by his sides. Cougar watched Jensen in the mirror as he got out of the shower and grabbed a towel. They were both trembling. Jensen roughly dried Cougar off, long strokes of the towel down his arms, legs, and back. Jensen dried Cougar's hair and then ran the towel over his own head quickly, throwing it to the floor. Okay, bedtime. Cougar walked out of the bathroom and got over to the bed and looked over his shoulder to Jensen. Jensen nodded and said, "On the bed, on your hands and knees, Carlos." Cougar got onto the bed and waited, his head hanging down. The tension in his body was now heat in his blood. The anticipation was slowly killing him. I need more. Jensen stepped behind Cougar, running his hands over Cougar's back and ass. God, you have the most beautiful ass I've ever seen, Carlos. This is my favorite ass in the entire universe. You know that? Jensen rubbed his thumb in circles around Cougar's hole. Cougar gasped and pushed back into the sensation. Jensen laughed a little. You're so eager, but you're tight, Carlos. Too tight. I should probably make you come a few times. Get you begging to just fuck you already. Would you like that? Cougar dropped his head to the bed and moaned, pushing back into Jensen's thumb. Jensen chuckled again and slapped Cougar lightly on the ass. Get into the middle of the bed and lie down. Cougar moaned in frustration. Jake, please, he whispered.
Oh, Carlos, you used your words.
You're going to get a treat for that. Now, lie down in the middle of the bed, on your back. Jensen gave Cougar a small push. Cougar took a few deep breaths to calm himself. He watched himself drip pre-cum onto the bedspread. God, Jake. Cougar shook his head to clear it and lay down in the middle of the bed, his arms by his sides. He looked up at Jensen expectantly. Jensen knelt on the bed next to Cougar and smiled. The hat was back on Jensen's head. The sight made Cougar's breath catch. Jensen ran a hand up Cougar's leg from ankle to hip as he said, Are you going to lie still for me like a good boy, Carlos? Or do I need to tie you up? Cougar closed his eyes tight and clenched his fist, trying not to come just from the images Jensen's words evoked. Jensen ran his hand down Cougar's leg. Carlos? Oh, be good. Cougar whispered between clenched teeth. Jensen grinned and straddled Cougar's hips. He ran his hands down Cougar's arms and grasped his wrists. Jensen lifted Cougar's hands to his mouth and sucked lightly on the middle of Cougar's palms. Cougar moaned as his hips jerked, rubbing his cock against Jensen's ass. Jensen closed his eyes and rocked back and forth, teasing Cougar mercilessly. I think I'm ready for your treat now, Carlos. You better watch this part. I know it's your favorite. Jensen smiled and reached behind the pillow, pulling out a bottle of lube. He slicked up his fingers and reached behind to stretch himself. Cougar knew it wouldn't take much for Jensen to be ready, but it seemed like forever. Cougar's cock throbbed painfully at the sight of Jensen, gasping softly as he prepared himself. Jake, hurry. You know, some people think that if you like being penetrated, you're automatically a submissive person. One of the stupidest things I've ever heard. Jensen stretched and sighed as he coated Cougar's cock with lube. When he was done, he wiped the excess off on the bedspread and ran his hands up Cougar's chest as he leaned in and kissed Cougar softly on the lips. I mean, do I seem submissive to you? Cougar smiled against Jensen's lip. No, Jake, he said as Jensen pulled back. Jensen smiled and asked, So, do I need to tie your cock up in a pretty pink bow, or can you keep yourself from coming until I say you can? Cougar bit his lip as Jensen began to nip his way down Cougar's chest. God, Jake, he whispered, his whole body trembling in an effort to stay still. That's not an answer, Carlos, Jensen whispered against Cougar's skin before he sucked Cougar's nipple. Cougar's hips jerked as he gasped, Fuck, Jake, yes! Cougar moaned, his hands clenching the bedspread. Yes, what, Carlos? Jensen whispered, rocking his ass against Cougar's cock, making him gasp again. Fuck. I won't come. I'll be good, Cougar muttered, his eyes closed. Open your eyes. I want you to watch me, Jensen said. Cougar opened his eyes, and Jensen smiled. He guided Cougar's cock into him with one hand, his other hand on Cougar's chest to steady himself. Jensen's head dropped to his chest as he groaned. You feel so fucking good, Carlos. Cougar struggled to keep his eyes open. Jensen felt so hot and tight and good. Cougar stared as Jensen began to rock up and down. Jensen's eyes were closed, his mouth open, short panting gasps coming out, the hat pushed back on his head. Cougar groaned as he watched Jensen's tongue quickly peeking out to wet his lips. Cougar flexed his hands, desperate to touch. Jake, I want, please, let me, Cougar said. No, I want to come just from this. You can watch, but no touching, Jensen said, picking up his pace. Cougar could see the sweat beating on Jensen's chest. Cougar wanted to buck Jensen off, pin him to the mattress, and lick off every drop. Instead, Cougar watched. The twisted-up tension was gone. Now there was only the need to watch Jensen, to make Jensen come. Cougar didn't know how long it was before he could feel Jensen's body tighten up, his orgasm overcoming him in waves. Jensen's back bowed, and he moaned loudly, shooting cum all over Cougar's chest. Cougar bit his lip hard enough to draw blood to keep from coming, his eyes still open. Jensen took a few deep breaths, opened his eyes, and smiled down at Cougar. "Did you keep your eyes open, Carlos?" he asked, idly running his finger through the cum on Cougar's chest. Cougar nodded. "Yes, Jake." Jensen leaned down and kissed Cougar, sucking lightly where Cougar had bit his own lip. "Then come for me." Cougar's hips snapped up at the command, coming hard. Jensen's mouth on Cougar muffled his scream. Cougar's vision whited out, and when he came to, he was lying on his side, Jensen holding him, stroking his hair. Cougar sighed and nuzzled closer. The tension and the itch were gone, leaving Cougar relaxed and content. Cougar reached over and pulled Jensen closer, kissing him deeply. "I needed that. God, I needed that." Jensen laughed and hugged Cougar tighter. "Anytime, anywhere, man. Just say the word. Whatever you need." It was months later when Cougar noticed the tension was coming back. It was another town, with another motel. The tension wasn't as overwhelming as before, but it was starting to affect him. He could tell he was out of sorts, and he wasn't sleeping. Cougar remembered Jensen's promise. Anything he needed. But already, the words were getting tangled up. Then Cougar saw his hat. He smiled to himself. Cougar got up quietly, grabbed his hat, and made his way to Jensen's side of the bed and knelt down on the floor. Cougar gently nudged Jensen's hand, trying to wake him without getting a fist to the face.
"Cougs, what?"
Jensen mumbled, struggling to get his glasses on as he sat up. He stared at Cougar, puzzled. Cougar swallowed nervously and pushed the hat into Jensen's hands. Jensen looked down at the hat, and then at Cougar. Jensen put the hat on his head and smiled widely. Cougar shivered. "Oh, Carlos, what am I going to do to you today?" The end.